Hey, good morning, everyone.
How's your week?
It's going good. It can go a little faster.
Anticipation for the next game is always pretty high, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's exciting. It's the home opener. We have all the Hall of Famers and alumni coming back. It's going to be a great day, Sunday, and it's good to be home. And, we're obviously looking forward to playing the Detroit Lions division game. Yeah, we need to play a game quick.
You've actually got a four-game home stretch coming up, which is kind of unusual this day and age, isn't it?
Very unusual. I don't think I've ever been through one. Looking forward to it. Frankly, coming off of four games on the road, we knew it would take a lot out of our team as far as the travel and so forth. I'm a little surprised how much it has. You can definitely see the residual effects, particularly on the Wednesdays and Thursdays practices last week and again this week. So it'll be good to get our guys, get their legs back, have a good practice today, get this win Sunday and kind of regroup a little bit.
Coach, I don't like to do this, and I know this is not your thing as well. It's not about the past. Everything's in front of us.
Okay, get to the question.
But at the end of the game, Coach,
Coach.
Did you think at all about our interview last week and think, 11-man blitz, knocking Bradford out of the game early, that's not crazy, did that enter your mind at all? Like maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to have to come down there. You have to show me this.
I've thought a lot about it, Coach, and I'm thinking maybe 9-man blitz is more responsible, but I'm still willing to risk it.
You're only going to cover two guys now, right?
Yeah, just two guys kind of out, just way back, 30 yards off the line, just kind of hanging out there, and they'll make the tackle if need be, but I don't think it's going to come to that.
You'll get Mary home. Defense.
You'll get home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think, Nick, that crossed his mind. I got to be honest.
I know it's in the past.
Yeah.
Hey, trust me, I'm used to these kind of questions.
Right.
So, Coach, when you do it, though, can you look at the camera and point and do like a special wink to Nick?
This is for you, Nick. Yeah.
Even just like tap your heart, hand over the heart or something like that, or solidarity, something.
You don't have to come up with a sign or something.
In all honesty, though, Coach, looking ahead now, as you prepare for it's another division opponent, which I guess theoretically makes your preparation easier because it's a little more familiar, but it's new season, new guys, new everything, right?
Definitely. I mean, we do the off-season studies of all our division opponents. Definitely playing the Vikings in week two and the Lions week three, so it's part of our preparation. Teams change. We have 13 rookies on our football team, so we're different. So we have to also factor that in too, because you're not only looking at the opponent, just looking at the Lions, you have to self-scout yourself and project how they're looking at our football team too. So that's all part of the game plan process.
What do we know about the Lions so far? We haven't seen a whole lot of them, obviously, as nobody has because the season just started. But how different are they this year?
Good tape. Defensively, schematically, they're similar that they were in the past. So they still play with a lot of energy. They definitely have their defensive line is just the way they play is very familiar. Offensively, without Kelvin Johnson, they're doing a really good job spreading the ball around. So you have to defend them differently. So. And offensively, they're off to a good start. Special teams are also playing very well too. Their skill position, their specialists is. They're talented, and that'll be a big challenge for us.
They're a case study, and something that you always think as a fan is a great thing, but you forget that you're a victim of it as well, that no lead is safe on a game day.
No lead?
No lead is safe.
Well, yes. That's why you keep playing and keep your foot on the gas. And definitely. It's these division games are your biggest challenges of the year, and that'll be no different Sunday. Answer your question?
Yeah, no, that's good. No, they've just blown it a couple
question.
Of. They've blown. No, I'm saying they've blown some nice cushions into
you mean Detroit has?
Yeah, to victory in the all first right. week, but
oh yeah,
but it's you always look at that as a positive. Like these guys can't hold a lead, but then you think, well, like it's just hard. It's hard to hold a lead for everybody, us too.
Coach, you've had a lot of crazy questions this week. How would you just rate Nick's question you just asked him?
Well, he's had two that we would classify as. We don't want to be negative on our show. It's just a positive moment. Yeah. Not as for me. I don't know about it for you three.
No, I think we felt the same way. Not a strong week for Nick is what you're saying, basically.
No, I'm average about three or four of those a day.
Yeah, we always like to see who wins the week with you every week, Coach. I don't think I'm it this week.
I never win. We'll go with my question. Out of all the players on the team and coaching staff, who would try to talk down the price of Girl Scout cookies?
Who would try to talk down the price?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
See?
Wow.
Katie wins.
See, Katie wins.
Yeah, Katie, you won.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to answer that. There's so many. I mean,
Who was the first one that came to mind?
Guys, this generation, they're very conscientious of their money, you know, as we would say back in the neighborhood. Some of these guys have their communion money.
Yeah, exactly. Coach, go get them this weekend. Get us a win. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
Okay, thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir.